In the volume 5, this is letter 1267, Baruch Hashem. This is also dated in the 30th of Kislev. Can you imagine how many letters we're reading all on that same day, in all different manners, different people, and different things? The Rebbe says, Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe says, I received, the Rebbe said that people a lot of times are very quick when they have a problem. They write to the Rebbe and say, I need a blessing, I need a healing, I need something, I need health, I need a... But he says, when things are good, you don't bother to tell me, Rebbe Baruch Hashem, because when you write to the Rebbe feels your pain. He's invested in you. He's not just listening apathetically and staying at the side. The Rebbe touches every story that you tell the Rebbe, actually touches it to the core of the Rebbe's soul. So when everybody tells the Rebbe their problems, so there's one person carrying everybody's problems. So the Rebbe asks, tell me the good news as well. Don't only turn to me when you have a problem. Like Rebbe once said, when the war broke out in Israel, so all the Chabad that were enlisted to go fight them, many of them were in the reserves, but they enlisted all the reserves to come. So they all wrote to the Rebbe that for a blessing that they should, come back home safely. And that's what it ended. And the Rebbe said, at the end, the Rebbe expressed himself, I'm not sure in a letter or verbally, but the Rebbe, I heard this, the Rebbe expressed himself, what happened to all the people that went to the war? Nobody bothered to tell me that Baruch Hashem, the good news, that they came home safely. He says, everybody told me that they're scared that they should be safely, but why don't you take the time and tell me the good news as well? But you read a lot of the letters to the Rebbe are people that have tzuris, they have a problem, so they come to the Rebbe, give me advice, help me. So in this case, that's what we've been learning. This person, the Rebbe writes, I received the pidyon nefesh. That's the note in which a person is called the redemption of the soul. When you write to the Rebbe brings it most of the time to the gravesite of his father-in-law and reads it over there. But it's called the pidyon nefesh, and you're asking me to pray to Hashem that Hashem should send you the proper health. So the Rebbe says, when I will be on the resting place of my father-in-law, with all the titles the Rebbe writes, I'm going to read it, so Hashem shall fulfill your heart for good from below. And the Rebbe says, it's known that in order to receive the blessings from the heaven above, a person must make a vehicle in the vessels below that are fitting to receive the vesicle, that the vesicle and the vessel to receive God's blessing is the Torah. That's the way to receive the blessing of Hashem. Sometimes it's equated to, not in this letter here, but sometimes it's equated to plowing the ground. So Hashem sends the rain. But if you haven't plowed the ground, or you haven't prepared the area for it to absorb the rain, then the rain is just going to fall off. It's not going to grow anything. It's not going to, you have to prepare yourself. So your own preparation is equated. Your mitzvahs and your Torah, that's the vehicle that becomes the plowing, that you become a vehicle to the blessing of Hashem. So that's why the Rebbe says, I want to suggest to you, the Rebbe says, that you should take upon yourself to keep the three studies, which is equal for all Hasidim, the three things that ever you should study. This was instituted by my father-in-law, and that is, every day to say the portion of Tillim. In the morning, after the prayers, do the portion of the Tillim, as it's been divided for the month of the days of the month. Also, to study the portion of the Chumash every day of the weekly portion that we read. First of all, the Sunday you do from the beginning until Sheni. On Monday, you do from Sheni till Shlishi. And this week, it happens to be a little bit longer because we have a double. So we have Mechuborim, we have Baharim, Mechukose. So you got to do, as it's been divided already, the portions. And also, learning the portion of the Tanya. So I guess, if you come to Shul, the Shir Tanya, we have read over here. The Tehillim, we read over here. Everybody should do that by himself. But the portion of Chumash, as it's been divided, the Tanya, as it's been divided to the days of the year. So these will certainly be good fitting vessels, good vessels to bringing down and to receiving the blessings. The Rebbe says, I was very happy to read in your letter that you are come from Chassidim, that you come from the root of Chassidim, that his family and old, and in addition to that, that your birthday is on the 13th day of Tishrei, which is the yahrzeit of the Rebbe Maharash, Rabbi Shmuel, the fourth Lubavitch Rebbe. And the Rebbe said, that must be a good sign. Your birthday is on the special day of a tzaddik, of the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, I am going to send you, the Rebbe is sending him a birthday present, in a separate envelope, the book of that discusses the life of the Sefer HaToldos, the life of the Rebbe Maharash, which the Rebbe actually authored. And the Rebbe says it's appropriate that you should study with attention, you should pay close attention the holy talks of the Rebbe Maharash, and that was printed in the second volume over there. This will certainly bring into you a light and an energy in the study of Torah and the observance of the mitzvahs, and also in your daily life. And the Rebbe concludes it with a bracha.